Hey guys, the show is about ready to start, but really quick, I wanted to grab your attention, tell you to have a pencil and paper ready. I have some very important information you're going to want to stick around for after the show regarding updated contact information, websites, and more. Everything's changed. Holy cow. What do I mean? Everything's ready to start. I gotta run. Stick around after the show and I'll get you filled in.
Welcome to this podcast. Get ready. Here we go.
GOST Radio proudly presents Random Illusions, the podcast where the occult community goes for its listening pleasure. I'm your host, Shasta Ray. Grab a cup of coffee, grab a cup of tea, or grab a glass of wine at the end of a long day if that's what you want to do. Kick back, settle in, and hang out with me for just a little bit while we chat it up about magic. Hey there, Podcast Land. Thanks for tuning in to Season 2, Episode 16, and we are just going to jump straight in and finish our amazing discussion with Nineveh. So kick back, settle in, and get ready for a little bit more gin and tonic.
And I lay it on the bottom of the mirror, and I see, which is on the lid, and I close the box, and I put my hand on top of the box, and I call the djinn. It works as a very quick evocation tool.
Nice. I love it. I've been working on some magical tools, and then my friend Tim has been working on some magical tools. We just have fun with it. That just sounds like a wonderful thing to experiment with.
And the cool part about it, though, and is that it actually, the energy, you can just feel it by putting your hand on the lid.
I would imagine. I make the little organite pyramids, and I've been putting different crystals in them for different purposes, and people are getting good results with that. So the pyramid shape in and of itself is really crazy. It does some interesting stuff with energy. So I never even thought of like aiming a bunch of them at each other inside of a mirror box. That's ingenious. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's worked very well. And the pyramid is directly connected to the djinn.
Yeah. Oh,
the word pira in pyramid is fire. It's the fire temple.
Okay.
The djinn love pyramids. That's why if you go to any of the old pyramids around the world, you will find djinn residing inside those pyramids. That's their centers of conclave. And this is why also many of the pyramids are abandoned these days.
Mm.
They got the humans to build them the pyramids, and then in some cases, depending on the djinn is good or bad, sacrifice blood to power and charge the pyramid or human sacrifices, and then kick the humans out.
Huh.
And then just use it as their personal base of operations.
Oh, wow.
The only thing I'm going to mention is that my research onto the old kingdom of the djinn is really now where things are taking off as far as where I'm looking forward to as far as building the tower project. So I want to talk a little bit about the tower project to kind of explain why that's important.
Yeah, tell everyone about the tower. I know just a very little about it. I've seen you post about it.
Yeah. So the idea was, and the tower project is actually a djinn project. It's djinn supported, djinn backed. So they're the ones who are kind of supporting. And this is where djinn and money can come in also. Because when I first started working on the djinn project, on the tower project with the djinn, I said, look, I don't have finances. What you're asking me to do is outside my financial capacity. I cannot contribute toward building this project. I don't have the income. This is, so how much is your, like, I said, look, my income is around 25K a year. And what you're asking for cannot be done by me at 25K a year. It's just not going to happen. So they said, okay, we will help you. And within 1 year, my income went from 25K a year to 60K a year.
Nice.
Without me doing anything at all different. I didn't get a new job or do anything else different. Nothing. I did everything I always did. Not a single thing was changed. I went from 25K to 60K. And then the year after that, from 60K to 100 plus K.
Wow. Very nice.
Again, I'm doing nothing different. So the same people that I am teaching are there. The same people that are getting my materials are there. Nothing has really changed except the number. And this is all toward funding the tower project.
And what does the tower do?
Well, I have some theories on it because I don't have the full plan that the Jinn are actually doing. But the basic design of the tower is that it is also a pyramid structure. It's a kind of a pyramid of its own.
Interesting.
And then they picked an island in the Pacific that was connected with the ancient kingdom of Ophir in the Bible, where King Solomon supposedly were getting his stuff to building his temple, which was also a jinn temple. It's the only temple that the jinn built, is the one King Solomon had.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there it's in the Bible. It was built by the jinn, right? And they created the stones for him that were not cut by any metal. They used some kind of a device to cut the stones.
Hmm.
All kinds of stuff like that. So this is the myth of King Solomon building this temple. And the jinn that were with him, you know, that teleported him and teleported Queen Sheba and did all this. Even Queen Sheba is supposed to be coming from, you know, some have said Queen Sheba comes from Africa. Some said Queen Sheba comes from Yemen. But the description of Queen Sheba is it comes from Ophir, which is on the other part of the world in the east, the islands. So I think it's somewhere here between Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines.
Okay.
So this is why they picked this area to put in their new temple structure that they were building. And the design was to be this pyramid structure. Around the pyramid structure is going to be 360 statues of 360 different jinn.
Oh, wow.
Each one is triggered by a particular charge or empowerment. And then at the end of the pyramid, there will be basically a very large portal gateway that's directed at the moon.
Interesting.
So the jinn have a plan involving the moon and the moon gates. But those are the old kingdom jinn, not the new kingdom jinn.
Have you gotten a start on this yet?
Sort of. After I acquired the land, I was supposed to go to that island on 12/12/2020 and open a gateway. And something happened before I went over there. I was talking to my secretary, who was basically my apprentice slash secretary, who was overseeing the basic construction that I was going to need. And we were talking, and she said she felt breathing on her neck. And I was like, what? She says, Natalie, somebody's breathing on my neck. And then she said, it's breathing again. So she said it like 2-3 times. And then she turned around. She stopped chatting me and she turned around and she saw a man lying naked in bed beside her.
Oh, weird.
And she was freaked out because, you know, she's supposed to be alone, right? And then she realized that the man that was naked had no genitals of any kind.
Hmm.
She looked down and she saw no dick, no balls, nothing. There was no genitals. And then she looked into his face again and realized his eyes were all black and had no whites in him whatsoever.
Wow.
And then he got up and he smiled at her. She started yelling at him to leave the room, leave her alone. She's freaking out. So he got off the bed, stood up, staring at her right next to her bed. And then she said, in a blink of an eye, he vanished. He wasn't there anymore.
Oh, how weird. Did she say, was there weight? I mean, was he like in a honest to God physical form or the
bed? Yeah. Honest to God physical form.
Wow. How fascinating.
He thought it was a person in the beginning. She thought she was going to get raped by some guy.
What do you feel the thing is with the no genitals?
I have no idea.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, and the eyes are all black, right?
Yeah.
So then at that point, I got a visitor here telling me that there was some kind of a conference that was set up between the jinn kings of the new kingdom and the old kingdom on the island where the tower was being built. There was some kind of intervention procedure that happened. And I was like, what? What do they want? Like, this is not good. because I'm working with one group and now the other group is sending a whole bunch of people to the first group. And I know already what they can do because I've seen them do all kinds of things from the airplane and all other stuff like that. So I know they're very powerful. And they just sent a whole host over there to communicate with the jinn I was working with that were on the island. So I was like, this couldn't be bad. So when I went in to do the event, it got blocked. Something happened legally, and I wasn't allowed on the island. And by the time I was to sort this out, it was already too late to hold the event that was scheduled on 12/12/2020.
Interesting.
So I got locked out of my own property, basically.
How weird.
And then as I'm sitting here now, pissed off, angry, upset, because other people were supposed to join me as well, feeling upset that they couldn't help, you know, join as well. I'm letting them down, you know, not just I'm not able to do it. They're losing on it too. And I was like, this is bad. I'm really angry. Eventually, I just gave up. And then as I was flying back to my house, I got a message saying that my cat caught a bat in my office. And I was like, a bat?
Huh.
What the hell is a bat doing in my office?
Yeah, that's pretty random.
That's pretty random, right?
That's very random.
And I was like, that's not good. And I was like, that's a bad omen. I don't know if I like the sign at all. And my friend was like, hey, did you keep the bat? I can use his blood in casting spells. I was like, I said, what are you talking about? The bats are associated with viruses and pandemics and infections. I would be scared to use their blood. They're full of viruses. They're a disease factory, the bat.
So then what happened?
So then at that point, I'm locked out of the property. I said, you know what? There's a small island in the middle here of a lake, not very far from where I live. It's about an hour drive. The energy there is very nice. I've seen jinn activity around that particular island. Maybe I can just buy a small land there while I'm sorting out the problem with the big land that is now I'm locked out of.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is like, okay, we can go check it out. I said, cool. So we scheduled an appointment to go check out the properties around that area. The volcano erupted. That island is a volcano.
Wow.
I was like, are you kidding me? And as it erupted, the government made it illegal to buy any property in the vicinity of that area because the eruption was massive. We were covered in ashes for weeks.
Oh, that's
crazy.
I
was like, oh my God. It was like pictures of this thing, shooting fire and brimstone and lightning and everything. I was like, holy cow, what happened? The poor island. It's like, it looked like pictures out of Fallout. It's nothing, just massive destruction everywhere. I'm like, well, there goes that island.
Wow.
I guess I'm blocked there. So then it turns out I'm thinking, is something going on with the jinn world? Like, what happened? Because volcanoes and jinn are connected. What happened?
Aren't they fire beings?
Well, not exactly fire beings, but they like volcanoes.
Okay.
That year, 84 volcanoes erupted around the Earth. That was just the beginning. After that volcano erupted, 82 more volcanoes erupted around the world.
That's nuts.
Exactly, yeah? So then I was like, okay. So then I was doing magic to kind of fix up the problem with the property, to go over there. And I'm like, okay, I think it's got done. I've sorted the legal issues. I'm going to go over there and seal the deal. So next year, I can at least try the operation again. And I said to my wife, schedule me for Monday. She says, okay. Sunday or Saturday, they canceled all flights because of COVID lockdown.
Wow, you've had some obstacles. That's crazy.
I was like, are you kidding me? First, the volcanoes. And now they shut down the entire flights. I'm locked in my house. So, like, I'm saying, okay, you know what? She says, you know, it's going to end eventually. I said, yeah, you know what? I said to my wife, when this stuff ends, don't be surprised as COVID lockdowns are being removed, we're at World War III. Because it's going to be the next thing to happen at this current rate of events are unfolding.
Yeah, no kidding.
And sure enough, they removed the lockdown on the island the same day that Russia invaded Ukraine.
What are the odds? What are the
odds? I was like, okay, I'm not making any more predictions. This is getting crazy.
Oh, man.
That's so strange.
So my friend says, like, why would it happen like that? I said, look, what do we know about the new kingdom of the jinn? They're responsible or over, they like pyramids. He said, yes. I says, okay, and every civilization that built the pyramids vanished. They were gone. Ancient Egyptians are gone. The Mayans are gone. They're gone. I said, the people still survive, but the ones who built the pyramids are gone. The Sumerians are gone. I said, they're all gone.
Right.
I said, yes. I says, okay, and what do we know about pyramid building? A lot of the pyramids that were built were connected with human sacrifices. The jinn used the blood to power their magic.
Huh.
He said, okay. Yeah, but it's sort of like the evil jinn would do that. They would use blood to power their magic. Like the same way humans would sacrifice a chicken.
Yeah.
Power their magic, right?
You see, in Africa. We may have been animals to them anyway at that point. So.
At that point. I said, so maybe they didn't, you know, those evil jinn don't care about us at all. They would just use us. I said, so? He said, well, if there's ever a war between the jinn and the evil jinn want to power up their military, we're going to have a lot of dead humans through war. Every time I said we fight, every time we humans kill each other, it's not just territory and land. We are supporting one side of the evil jinn. They will use that to power their magic and make them stronger as well.
Isn't that interesting?
So that's where the whole mythos of the vampires and the ghouls and all of that stuff come from in our cultural mythology. Even the word ghoul comes from the name of a jinn king.
Yeah.
Ghoul. You know, jinn don't like the garlic. Vampires don't like garlic. Jinn don't like sunlight. Vampires don't like sunlight.
Isn't it fascinating how many different things are interwoven with this that you've brought up just since this phone call? How interesting. And people just don't know this stuff.
No, it's all connected. This is all interwoven.
Yeah, it is.
Right. It's all interwoven. So if you want to have complete peace on Earth, not that it's completely possible, but if you want to minimize all the craziness that we're experiencing here on the planet, you need to put a brake on the forces that are causing this craziness to happen. And people say, well, you know, I want to protest my government. Well, that's great. And then what happens? You get rid of them, somebody else will take over. It's not humans that are completely responsible for everything that's occurring. Yes, we are doing it. Yes, we're the ones shooting the guns or firing the missiles. But there are decision makers involved. And these decision makers have voices whispering in their ear telling them what to do. Like people talk about Adolf Hitler and during the World War II, and they talk about the Nazi research of the occult. But what they don't know is that Adolf Hitler was seeing shadow people before the war started.
So did they influence people's minds then? I mean, when you say they're talking, they can like literally get into a person's mind.
It's easy.
Oh, wow.
It's easy. A jinn can, within 24 hours, trigger a nuclear launch if they want.
Yeah, it sounds like they could.
They don't, because they don't want, you know, they don't want the planet destroyed. They live here, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they can definitely trigger it. So
you had mentioned earlier about, you know, if you wanted to start working with them, build a relationship and just kind of, you know, don't expect some miracle just because you go to them and command them. Would they be a good being to someone for protections, if you started working with them, would they be a good energy being to protect you?
Okay, well, here's an example of how that would work. At one point, I was sitting and just doing my thing on the computer, and I'm nocturnal, so I tend to sleep mostly throughout the day. So Frances came in, and she's like, we need to eat. I'm like, okay. Fridge is empty. I'm like, okay. She says, I'm going to go to the store and buy some food. I says, I'll come with you. She said, no. Finish your work. I said, it's 11:30 at night. You sure you want me to come? She says, no, I'll just go to this. It's only like 10 minutes away. I'll go get the stuff and come back. I'm like, okay. Then she said, out of the blue, this might be my last trip. I was like, what? She says, I have a feeling I'm going to die tonight. I said, if you have a feeling you're going to die tonight, why are you leaving? Stay home. Why are you going out? She said, I don't know, we still need to eat. I said, not that badly. You can hang on. We can survive the next day if you're having a bad feeling. She says, no, I gotta go. I'm like, oh my Lord, stubborn woman. Okay. So she left with this gloom and doom vibe blanket over her head and over my head now. I'm like, okay, I'm shutting off my computer. So then I go in and I say, listen, if there's any jinn around, I don't have time to do an evocation. If there's any jinn around who's a friend of ours, please make sure she's fine. Bring her home to me safely. Please, thank you. So, because I know there's always a jinn listening. Because they come and go out of my house all the time. So I was like, okay, please do that. So sure enough, as she's crossing the street, I guess it was a drunk driver or somebody else who was not in full faculty of their mind. And they were crossing the traffic light and they were speeding right at her. And they weren't stopping or swerving. And she was frozen. She couldn't move like a deer in the headlights. And all she could think to herself was, that's it, I'm going to die. And seconds before that car hit her and threw her off, some hand or somebody grabbed her and pulled her back.
Wow.
And she turned around to thank the good Samaritan who helped pull her from harm's way. She said, thank you. And she pulled to say thank you. And there was nobody there.
How strange. Thank goodness. Huh. You've got some friendly ones that are like watching out for you guys.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of friendly ones too, right? So it's just a matter of figuring out. That's what I say. You got to choose the old kingdom or the new kingdom.
Right.
You got to make your friends well. And yeah. And if you choose the wrong side, you know, you end up with problems, really.
Okay, so a lot of people, the old kingdom is the friendlier ones and the new kingdom is not.
Depends on you, really. I mean, for some people, they tend to like the new kingdom more because the other ones in the grimoires.
Okay.
So they build a lot of relationship with them. The old kingdom is harder to reach. There's almost nothing on them in books.
Interesting. This has been so educational. I am so happy that you agreed to do this. Oh my gosh. I feel like I actually know something about these beings now.
Yeah, they're kind of there. I mean, when you go watch a horror movie or you watch stuff about scary stuff on TV, it's just our own narrative of the jinn being culturally repackaged in our entertainment.
I mentioned something just earlier. We'll close on this. We'll try to be gentle in our wording, okay. I suppose. I had mentioned Corwin Hargrove's Jinn book. What was your opinion on that?
I haven't read it.
Oh, okay. I've tried it, and he has things kind of segregated by days of the week and which one that you reach for that day of the week for whatever purpose. And I have tried it, and I felt like there was something listening to me. But what I asked for was something I couldn't really follow up on to find out if it happened, but I felt like I was being heard. So, but it's not a book I've really dabbled in much. So,
right. Well, I haven't really read the book. I tend to be wary of some of these books that have been coming out recently because they're capitalizing on the interest in jinn.
Yeah.
And the practitioners are not really, they don't really have enough connection with the jinn to be writing about them. They're just trying to make a quick buck on it. I don't know if the guy is one of those people or not. I haven't read his book. But whenever you see the jinn are watching almost everybody all the time doing human surveillance, and they sort of do it in kind of like a secret way. So they tend to come up at night when you're sleeping, keep an eye on you, stuff like that. But when you start dabbling with anything related to jinn magic or jinn related issues, they pop up to see who's this person and what are they doing. And they make an assessment at that point, whether or not they want to continue to pop up and check on you or just ignore you, right?
That's interesting.
And if they think you are useful in some way, then they will reach out more to you. And if they think that you are dangerous in some way, they might respond and they kind of restrict you. So you better be careful.
Right.
Because you can end up with, I'm not saying to say that jinns are dangerous and evil. I'm just saying you got to be careful who you're interacting with.
Right.
What their agenda and what their motivation, right?
Well, I guess if that you, goes with humans too.
Exactly. Just like humans. You got to figure out if that person is a friend, not a friend. They have their own personal agenda. Is the guy who is offering you a drink being friendly, or did he spike your drink?
Right.
So is this jinn who's answering you friendly, or does he have an ulterior intentions? You're going to figure this out. And in some cases, the intentions of the jinn is that you don't get to practice. You don't get to go very far. because deem you dangerous. Not dangerous in the sense of powerful, but dangerous in the sense that your agenda or interest might interfere with their agenda and interest.
Hmm. Okay.
They're looking for allies. So they classify people as not interesting, not relevant. They get ignored. And then you got the basically the people who are practicing magic and they don't see them as prospects. So they also get ignored. They get no responses. They get nothing. They do their evocations or they do their magic and then nothing happens. The jinn just say, no, we're not going to respond to that person. Let them stay. Now, you know, you can repeat that conjuration a million times. We're not going to answer you. You're not interesting enough. And then the other ones they see as allies. And then they will show up to you and say, oh, how can I help you out? What can I do for you? Because they see you as an ally, somebody they can ally with. Or they see you as a threat. If they see you as a threat, well, then you're in for a rough time. You feel like you're living an episode of The Conjuring or X-Files.
How interesting. Very, very fascinating.
So it kind of boils down to that.
Yeah. All right. So this was a really great session. And I want to invite you back anytime that you want to discuss more, or if you've got new stuff that you're discovering, or you want to tell people about new books you're writing, anything, you can always come back and chat more.
That sounds exciting. I'm looking forward to coming back and sharing and talking and hooking up with the community. This has been an amazing experience so far.
Well, you were very, very highly requested. So thank you so much for your time. And then I always tell my guests, we got to say my little benediction, and that is keep a smile on your face, keep a bounce in your step, keep practicing your magic, and go learn about the jinn. And until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh my gosh, how much fun was Nineveh? I just enjoyed that so much. We laughed and laughed and laughed. You know what? Actually, we shut the microphone off. We talked for like another 45 minutes beyond what you guys heard. He is so much fun. In fact, we agreed to do a little bit of an experiment, so you will be hearing back from him in the future. And I put out there in the group to submit some questions that you all have for the jinn that Nineveh works with. So I am going to get that list together. I am going to present him with all of your questions, and he is going to select something like the top 3 or top 5 to focus on. And then we will be back after he gets some answers and plays around with that, and we'll see what we come up with, all right? So that's a really good, like, listener participation effort this time around. So yay! And I guess all I've got for you now is just keep a smile on your face and a bounce in your step. Keep practicing your magic. And come back same time, same place next week. You don't want to miss it. I'm going to have a crowd for a guest. Yes, you heard that right. A crowd. A very small crowd. But I do have 3 guests. So join the fun and I'll catch you then. Bye-bye. Thanks for sticking around after the show. Oh my gosh, so many changes and so many things to tell all of you about. We are officially in rerun mode. What does that mean for you? Well, hey, if you listen on your favorite podcast app, nothing is going to change. You will always be able to go back and listen to your favorite episodes and guest spots anytime you want, just as you always have. Again, nothing will change for those of you that use your favorite podcast app. Next, the website will change a little bit. It will change to www.podpage.com/random-illusions, or you can listen directly off the host site, www.randomillusions.buzzsprout.com. Links are now in every episode show notes. Check it out. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/GOST Radio. Twitter.com/GOST Radio. If you love YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to the Random Illusions Podcast YouTube channel, the GOST Radio YouTube channel, and TikTok. Don't forget to follow us there. Links are down in the show notes. Exclusively for the listener base of Random Illusions, Tim and I are going to
continue our coffee.com divinations. Just let us know if you want a rune reading by Tim or a tarot reading by Shasta and what your question is. Give us about 2 business days and we will respond with a thorough answer to your question, giving you some insight and maybe a little inspiration as well. If you would like to follow Tim and I as we jump into our new leadership roles and all of the new projects we are presenting and working on, don't forget to hit us up. Facebook, privately, Tim Cheesebrow, Shasta Michaels, Random Illusions, or just shoot us an email at magic, M-A-G-I-C-K, at randomillusions.com. And we will send you links as to where you can keep tabs on all of our future endeavors and adventures. And hey, you may want to get involved yourself. You never know. All right, keep your eyes and ears peeled. We will be announcing when we will be back. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.